Doc Larkins, Pete, thanks for joining us up in the commentary box for Maurice Blackburn Lawyers. You've had been able to have a look at the vision. We've seen Dangerfield play through pain and become quite a dangerous forward. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's still a bit vague when you look at the incident. I mean, he collides with Ruffy when he's trying to dispose, and it really looks like he gets hit on the outside of the fibula just below the knee, but all the action and the way he's behaving now, his foot actually twists underneath him and kicks against his own leg, his left foot. So, and he's had his boot off during the treatment stage, I can tell you that. So he's got soreness in the foot. There's no swelling in the ankle or the shin area. So I think he's got a midfoot ligament twist injury. They've tried to give him some pain relief, and he ran around for a couple of minutes, and then he got worse over time. And if he stays in the square, he won't have to rotate. That's the good news for Geelong. He can just sit up there and he can still kick right foot. So it's a foot injury, a twisted midfoot injury. Hopefully nothing more severe than just a sprain in the foot. But it's certainly not something that he's been able to get rid of the pain completely. Cam Guthrie had a concussion assessment in the last couple of minutes there and put the tracksuit on a minute before half time. So we wait and see whether that was just precaution because it was late in the quarter or whether he actually was going to be ruled out. And the other is Murdoch with his tight hamstring is going to get some treatment over half time on that. He did play out the last few minutes. And the only one on the Hawks side is Burgoyne, who has carrying a sprained thumb, but he seems to be playing pretty well with that strap. So Dangerfield's not going to get over that foot injury the rest of the game, Tony. He'll be carrying it.